This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History, on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, January 5, 2003, Little Richard guest stars on the special Edna episode of The Simpsons. On this day in 1998, 62-year-old Sonny Bono of Sonny and Cher is killed when he hit a tree while skiing on the Nevada side of Heavenly Ski Resort near Lake Tahoe, California. After leaving show business, Sonny was elected mayor of Palm Springs, California in 1988 and in 1994, and was elected to the U.S. Congress and re-elected in 1996. On this day, in 1980, the first number one song of the 80s belonged to KC and the Sunshine Band for Please Don't Go. It was their fifth and final hit. On this day in 1979, the double album soundtrack to the film Saturday Night Fever surpasses sales of 25 million copies worldwide, making it the best-selling LP in history up to that time. On this day in 1974, the Carpenters compilation album, The Singles, 1969 to 1973, hits the top spot on the Billboard 200 chart. Richard Carpenter gave it this title because he didn't like the term greatest hits, because it felt it was an overused thing. Since then, the LP has been certified 7 times platinum. On this day in 1965, the Supremes record Stop in the Name of Love at Motown Studios in Detroit. After being released on February 8th, the song will go to the top spot on Billboard's Hot 100. Songwriter Lamont Dozier would later say that he got the inspiration for the song after an argument with his girlfriend, in which he shouted, Stop in the Name of Love! And on this day, January 5th, 1959, Coral Records releases what proves to be Buddy Holly's last record before his death. It was one of the few songs that Buddy recorded that he did not write. It was penned by Paul Anka and peaked at number 13 2 months after Holly was killed. What's the song? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, January 5th, 1959, Coral Records releases what proves to be Buddy Holly's last record before his death. It was one of the few songs that Buddy didn't write. It was penned by Paul Anka and reached number 13 2 months later after Holly was killed. Here's Buddy Holly with It Doesn't Matter Anymore.
There you go, baby, here am I. Oh, well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. And baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore.